Welcome to the Sunday Morning Meeting Podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Shona Ward.
Time. We were singing a song that my son-in-law helped write. It's called Now Is Our Time to Arise and Shine. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. When we were singing that other song about shining and awestruck wonder and stuff, and joining in with all creation, I thought, I just felt God say to me, the stars are singing. Like, if all of creation is singing, and we're joining in with all of creation to sing God's praise, then the stars are singing. They're singing glory to the Lord. They're giving him glory and they're praising him. And I was sort of like, struck with awestruck wonder, I suppose is what you'd say. I just went, wow. But I just thought I'd share that because it's like, yes, we're here. We're here about timing. We're here for such a time as this. Well, there's a plan and a purpose to us being here. It's to arise and shine. Because we can arise and shine while it's our time. There's a lot about talking about pass the baton on. And you pass your baton on, there's a right time to do it. But right now, it's our time to arise and shine. Because you shine in the darkness. Because if there's no shining, then you've just got darkness. But now our time is to rise and shine in the darkness. As Pastor Brian was saying, that if there's things, there's the situations that seem dark, things you're going through that seem dark, now is the time to rise and shine. Now is the time to let the light of God shine in it. And if you, as God's people, are all filled with his light, then you can shine. You will be in the right place at the right time with the right word if that is what you are filled with. If you're not filled with it, then get filled. The obvious chapter that I'm started in is Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Because it says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. There's a time to be born. I'm a very privileged person at the minute. I've had two grandsons born this year. Last year, I didn't have any. And this year, I've got two. And it's just amazing. And maybe there will be a time for other people's grandsons to be born who didn't have any, and then they can have some. Just share the blessing. Share the blessing. No. There's a time to plant. There's a time to pluck what is planted. We're talking a lot about harvest. You can't have a harvest if you haven't taken the time to sow the seeds. You won't get the harvest if you don't do the first bit. And I'm just reading my notes. Yes, a time to sow and a time to reap for the harvest. And we talk a lot about the harvest is coming. A couple of Thursday nights, we've had incredible prophetic words about harvest, about now is the time for harvest. Well, there are people out there. They're our harvest. They're our harvest. And now is the time to arise and shine so that our harvest doesn't get snatched away. So that our harvest doesn't just fall by the wayside, all planted, ready to reap, and nobody goes and reaps it. It's like, this is the time. This is why we're here at this time for such a time as this. One of our other little catchy catchphrases. We are here for such a time as this, but we really are here for such a time as this. We've all got a plan and we've all got a purpose for while we're here. I'll just read some more. It's a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. And what I thought with this is like, life happens, people. Life happens. It's not always, you know, dancey, dancey, singy, singy. Sometimes it is mourning. Sometimes sad things do happen, and it's right to mourn. It's not, you know, it's Kimbo, you're looking at me very intently. And, you know, for me, it's a mixed blessing that Kim's going, because I wanted to go and enjoy everything that God's got planned for her. But I'm going to miss her. Really going to miss her. Because for 3 years, we've had Kim living in our house. And, you know, we've learnt all about Southampton Football Club. You know, we've had Welsh cakes cooked and eaten in the house, and it's just been a lot of fun. There's a bit of me that will be missing Kim. So for me, it's like a time to mourn, but it's also a time to rejoice and a time to look forward to all the blessings that we're going to hear about. And sometimes it's like a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. And I thought, well, what's that all about? But it's like, as Brian said, sometimes there's things that we need to cast off, that we're carrying stuff that we don't need to carry. Now's the time to get rid of it. What are we carrying those around for? Let's get rid of those. Let's get rid of those, and let's gather to ourselves the things that we need for the next part of the journey. So I was thinking about where do I go in everything, and God reminded me of Elka's word that she brought about training for a triathlon, and I still don't think God's telling me to train for a triathlon, but there are things that in that you need to train for. We're here for such a time as this, and we need to train for what we're here for. And so Brian Blakelock's other book, Time Out with God, is a great book, because if you're training to be filled with the Word of God, if you're training to be able to rise and shine, you have to take some time to actually do that. You know, like if like Elka, you were doing a triathlon and you just turned up, like me, like if there was a triathlon tomorrow and I thought, oh, I'm going to enter that, and I rock up, it's not going to go well for me. One, because I'm a really bad swimmer. And I'd probably still be swimming while everybody else was finished. But also my body's not been trained for it. You know, I haven't got my muscles in place, and, you know, I haven't done the stamina bit. I haven't done the persevering bit that Elka talked about. You know, like that lady, come on, you've come so far, keep going, keep running the race, you know, don't give up now, because the winning line's nearly there. You know, so I haven't done all that for a triathlon, so I'd be not very good at it, and my muscles would be very sore the next day. I could probably not move. Unlike Elka, who can, you know, she is fit and she keeps herself fit. And that's another thing about it, isn't it? There's a keep fit, get fit, and then just keep fit. You know, there was things that motivate me to do different things. And it was like one of the things was like, yes, when Alex and Naomi were getting married, there was that dawning realization, I will be the mother of the bride. And, you know, you may laugh, but it's like, for someone who does not wear dresses and skirts, that's a big challenge to be, you know, mother of the bride, because mother of the brides wear all those beautiful frocks, and they wear heels, and they wear hats. And for those who know me, that's not my normal attire. I've never really been comfortable in a dress, and so I thought, right, I need to be slimmer, so that when I wear my dress, it does not all have lumps and bumps where it should not. Yes, we all know what we're talking about, where the ladies do. and so I thought, right, I need to do something to lose weight, to get the figure to wear the dress. So I went on a boot camp. And so my motivation for doing a boot camp wasn't just to get fit. It was the end result. I wanted to look nice for Alex and Naomi. I wanted Naomi to be proud of her mum, who was in a dress and in a hat and wearing some high heels. And there are pictures available. There is evidence that I did actually... Alex, put your phone away. He's not got his phone out. It was just like, there is evidence of me in that attire. And it was right. But now, you see, if I hadn't planned, If I hadn't taken the time to plan, then I wouldn't have looked as I did, stunningly gorgeous, if I may say so, at my daughter's wedding. Obviously, nowhere near as stunningly gorgeous as Naomi did, but, you know. And so I think God was just saying, use some wisdom. Use some wisdom, people. If, you know, like, if you don't plan to succeed, then you will fail. And so we've had lots of things that we've heard about, and now is the time to put things into place so that you can get the result that you want. And one of the things that God was saying about Elka was like, it's a long haul. Like, if I want to, if I ever did decide, maybe I will do that, you know, I'd have to do some serious swimming before I actually entered the race. So it'd be a long-term plan, and I'd have to keep going. And I'd have to persevere. You know, it's like the Apostle Paul said, didn't he? Persevere. Run the race that you've been given. Persevere. And if you ever want to train for the Olympics, that's just like even further. Yes, I know, Claire. It's not going to happen. No. But it's a four-year thing, isn't it? Because they're every 4 years. And you could start at one point and think, right, in 4 years' time, I want to be ready to do the Olympic triathlon. Or not. But you'd have a plan, and you might even get a coach, because you'd need somebody to help you, get you out of bed when you're thinking no more, and you've lost sight of your goal at 6 o'clock in the morning, or whatever ridiculous time you would need to get up to do all the training that you would need to do to meet your goal. But sometimes it's like we see in our Christian walk and in our Christian life, that we don't really have that same motivation, and we don't have that same determination. And I was thinking, okay, what are you saying, Lord? And it was like he was saying, do you remember the parable of the sower? Good. I'm not speaking to nobody. That's good. And how the seeds fail. And sometimes the seeds fell and they grew up, but then they got choked out by the things of the day. And sometimes I think with Christian walk, we can hear things and we can think, yeah, that's a really great idea, I'm going to do that. And you do it for, you know, 3-4 days, or maybe if you really persevere, a whole week. And I just thought, yes, it reminded me of Jared. Jared Cooper came and he preached, and he talked about putting it in the diary. Planning, diary, will happen, reminder. And I thought, I wonder how many, when they heard Jared talk about diaries, thought, brilliant, I'm going to get a diary, I'm going to do that, I'm going to start doing that. And I wonder how many of you people have heard, right, journal, right, I'm going to start that, I'm going to get a journal and I'm going to write in it. And I wonder how many people 3 months down the line, the diaries at the bottom, you know, because something happened and you forgot to do it for a day or two and then you didn't get back to it. That's what happens with me when I'm going running. So I know. I'll think, right, I really must get fit. And for about 3 or 4 days, I can, you know, it's there. And then something happens, like I end up spending all day at the summit doing different stuff. So that day goes by the wayside. And then, oh, we've got to go to this wedding over here. So then that's no running. And before I know it, I thought, oh, that's like 3 weeks since I actually did any running. Because I didn't think and plan and think, right, that's coming up, so I'll need to definitely plan. Naomi will laugh at this one. Each year when we go to Faith Camp, because now is the time for Faith Camp, I say to myself, I'll take my running shoes and I will go for a jog. Because at different parts of time I have been ready and I've been reasonably fit going to camp, and I thought, I don't want to lose the fitness, so I'll take my trainers and we'll go. And So far, I think it's happened maybe two or three times, and we've been going to faith camp since 1995. So, but the thought's there. But, you know, but if I'm not as determined as I should be, then the cares of faith camp will come up, and things will happen, and the jogging will not get done. You see? So I think what God is trying to tell us is plan things. Plan things and plan things properly. And don't just, you know, allow the cares of the world to come and snatch stuff, because this is our time. This is our time. We are here for a plan and for a purpose. And what we do affects all of eternity, not just for ourselves, but for the people that we're meant to be shining the light for. So we have to be wise. We have to be wise. Somebody in the hub the other day was talking about doctors. I think it might have been Brian Guy, I'm not sure. But it was like, sometimes you go to doctors and they give you a diagnosis, and so you know that you need to do something, because, you know, the diagnosis might not be brilliant, as in, if you carry on like that, your heart's going to give out, or some words to that effect. We all see those cholesterol adverts, don't we? Oh, so-and-so's cholesterol's too high. You know, and you think, oh yeah, I really should get my cholesterol level down. But unless you cut out the stuff that's causing your cholesterol to be high, your cholesterol will still stay high. It will not be healthy for you. And so sometimes when you go to a doctor, it's just a little alarm. Oh, right, I really, 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 really need to do something about whatever it is that's causing whatever thing that caused you to go to the doctor in the first place. And God said, well, sometimes that's a little bit like you hear the word, but you don't put it into action. So, you know, if you're hearing it but not putting it into action, you're not being wise. And we need to be wise. We need to be wise because we have got an enemy who also knows what time it is. And he knows the best time to come and attack. When Jesus was on earth, he knew the time to try and come and attack Jesus and put him off track. And our enemy knows that as well. He knows that. So we need to be wise. We need to guard what is our treasure. We need to be wise, because our enemy will try and snatch it and steal it. And when we're feeling under attack, we don't want to rise and shine at all. We want to hide away, at least what I do. Sorry, speaking for people who might not do that. And so the enemy tries to snatch you away, tries to get you to pull back. And you really need to be aware of that so that you don't. And some of these things you do, if you're spending time daily in the Word, if you're spending time daily with God, then, you know, the enemy's going, he's looking a bit mean and fearful, strong today. I'm not going to try attacking that one. She's got all her armor on. You know, she knows what she's doing. She's walking with God. And he knows there's no chance there. But if something happens, then he's on the lookout for it. Says, ooh, that happened. They might be feeling a little bit weak. Their faith might be going a little bit down. If something that they were expecting didn't happen, it's like they might be questioning, where's God in it? What's he doing? Why has that happened? And so the enemy comes along and goes, oh yeah, God doesn't love you. Yeah. Well, you were faithful, but look what happened. Yeah, all those little lies that the enemy knows it's the time to try and put them into your head, because then he's trying to steal what you've got. And what you've got is amazing. It's like, what you've got is brilliant. What you've got is absolutely everything. Jesus is our everything. Like, he's our hope, he's our future, he's our joy, he's our healing, he's our provision, he's our peace. I could go on and on and on. But it's like the enemy will try and steal those things. So we need to be wise. That's why we need to put things into action and get people round about you. Sometimes things look really overwhelming. You know, it's like if you're growing something, if you've got a garden, you know, and you've neglected your garden and it gets all overgrown, which happens very quickly with gardens, let me know. We've had a few, but weeds grow really, really, really quickly. And before you know it, before you know it, you've got, sorry, I'm just looking at my husband there. your garden can get overrun with stuff. And sometimes that's just overwhelming. You go, oh no, where do I start? Well, get some friends in and then it will get done. But then put things into place. Don't allow it to happen again. Because, you know, your friends might get fed up helping you five times if they think, well, we did this last time, you know. Because friends are like that, you know. Yeah. So, but it's like, it's just being wise. It's just being having things in place to not allow the thing that overwhelmed you to get in there. And we are a part of a body. All the body comes in to help. So if you're the part of the body that the body's helping one day, then the next day you can be part of the body that is helping somebody else. You don't just sit there being the part of the body that always needs the help. You know, you grow, you mature, and then you help the body be fit and strong and do what the body collectively is going to do. So I've mentioned that. The only other thing I was talking about was like, if you go to the gym, like say you've decided to get fit, you choose how you're going to get fit, and you've got to get equipment to get fit. So if I chose to get fit by going swimming, say, I'd only need to have a swimsuit, and then I'd go off and I could, you know, find out when the pool was open, find out how much it was going to cost, and then I'd go to the gym, the pool, and I'd be swimming away. If I decided to go jogging, you know, I'd go and I'd think, oh, right, okay, so I need trainers. They're very important, the right size trainers, the right ones for your thing. You might even go to the shop that tells you what trainers you need for the way that you run. That's quite wise. And then you get, you know, your joggy bottoms. For ladies, you get a really good sports bra, because that is really important. And T-shirts, you know. Now, you can get all that equipment, and it can sit looking really nice in your wardrobe, or in the cupboard under the stairs and in the place of trainers. And, you know, so you have to put them on. And it's no good putting them on and sitting in the house. You have to actually get out the door, and then you have to move. Now, as with all things, you have to be wise. There's no point thinking, right, I'm going out for a half-hour jog if you've never jogged in your whole entire life, because you won't be able to do it. So you get a lovely thing. They've got loads on that you can get. They're called From Couch to 5 Kilometres. And it's like a six-week little plan. And all you have to do is follow it. And at the end of the 6 weeks, you'll be running 5 kilometres. And that's, you know, so that's wisdom. That's how you do it. That's putting plan into place and taking it. It's like if I want to eat healthy, I've got lots of cookbooks. I got a Joe Wicks one the other day. It's a family one. I thought, oh, that'd be good. We could do that. I haven't used it yet. Naomi keeps asking me, Mum, have you started using it? Mum, you need to use it. And, you know, because my daughter's full of wisdom. And, and it's the truth, isn't it? If you want to change your diet because you want to lose weight, you need to put things into place. And it's no good me having that recipe book if it's just going to sit in my kitchen doing nothing. I need to open it up, choose which ones I want to have, go out, get those ingredients so that my house isn't full of the wrong sort of ingredient, and I'll just go, oh, I haven't got that, I'll just use this, because that'll just, you know, won't get me anywhere. I won't get any healthier eating. I'll just be eating the same stuff that I've always eaten. Right, so in that sense, sometimes it takes a bit of sacrifice. In all of these things, there's always sacrifice. You know, I have to sacrifice the cream cake. I have to sacrifice the glass of wine. I have to sacrifice the time if I'm going out running. You know, so whatever I was doing at that time, that has to be sacrificed. It's all part of counting the cost. But at the end of the day, if I can switch back to more spiritual matters, the cost is already being paid for, because we've already accepted Jesus as our Saviour. We've already told him he's Lord of everything. But the reward is the harvest. The reward is something waiting for us in heaven, where Jesus has gone before to prepare a mansion for us. And one day we will be living there. So what we do now affects all eternity, but we have to keep that in our forefront, in our mind, and that's where all the body comes in. That's why we all gather here on a Sunday and come together to meet, to share, to help, to build up, to encourage one another, so that when we're out there shining brightly, then we're shining brightly. We're not hiding under a hill, because the world is in darkness and it needs us to shine. So get yourselves shining. Put a plan in action that keeps yourselves shining. And And so while we're off to Faith Camp, the ones that are here won't all fall to bits, because they'll all be doing all these things and putting it all into action. As a close, that was one of the things that actually God was saying about timing, because it was like, oh, it's Faith Camp time, you know. And depending on, you know, what you're doing, that's an either groan or yay or a bit of both. But if you don't plan, if you're going to Faith Camp and you don't plan, you're not going to enjoy it as much, because you need a lot of stuff for Faith Camp. You need to plan, like Claire said, you know, you need to get a team ready for what you're doing, or you need to get your tent ready, or you need to ask people who've been going years and years and years and know what exactly it is that you will actually need. Because, you know, there's a tent, but there's wellies. Never, ever forget your wellies at Faith Camp. That is, otherwise you'll have wet feet every time you need to use the facilities. Because even though it's dry in the morning, there will be dew and the grass will be wet. So important equipment, like, you know, don't forget your wellies. I was speaking to Anne Fuster earlier, and she said she was on a train and there was a mummy with a baby, and the mummy had forgotten the baby's bottle. You see, some things you just should never forget. And bless. So by the end of that train journey, sort of like mum and baby were very frazzled. But so if you're going on a journey, make sure you know what you need to take on the journey, plan it, and keep going. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.